Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing. Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Hose out, ladder up. That's the way I fire truck. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. thank you to Hooray for Andrew for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Great week. We have an incredible show for you. My name is Scott Aukerman. Coming up a little later, we have someone in the, law enforcement business. We also have someone who is the curator of a museum coming up a little later. You are not going to want to miss these people. One from law enforcement, one from a curator of a museum. That'll be a little bit later. But before we get to them, we have a very special guest. It's his first time on the show and hopefully not his last. You know our policy. We do first episode, last episode. It's like rent at the same time. Hey, so you're going to have to tape one right after this.
A lot of my relationships follow the same model. It's fine.
Okay, great.
in and out, baby.
You know him from his tenure on Saturday Night Live. Six incredible seasons. One of the best impressionists on the show that has ever been. He has a new movie coming out called Spinning Gold. It's out this Friday. And please welcome all the way from Chesapeake, Virginia, Jay Farrow.
What is happening? What's going on?
Hey.
That's too much energy.
All right.
I need to pull it back, right?
Okay. But just a skosh.
Okay. Just a tap. Okay.
Yeah,
hold on.
A tap.
What's happening, everybody?
We go. Yeah. Sort of the stage whisper.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm so excited right now. Oh, my God.
It's great to have you on the show, and very nice to meet you. I know we've run in similar circles in the past, but this is the first time we have a face-to-face.
The Matrix is finally glitched, and we're here together. That's what happened.
I love it.
Andrew Tate said that. So I don't know what it meant, but he said it.
He said it. Yeah, look
Matrix,
where it got him.
The Matrix is totally glitched. It's totally glitched. The Matrix is just a glitch thing. It's just a totally glitch thing. No, because it's trash. It's trash. All these girls out here, you're getting banged out doing all these things, and all of a sudden you're trying to be...
This is my first time working on it. I've just been watching him like,
Really? So this is the first time you've ever even tried it? So we're here at the beginnings of an Andrew Tate run.
Yeah, at the nut of things. Hell yeah.
Is that how you work on your impressions? You're so good at it. Is it just you watch a lot of them and then just sort of get into their mindset? Every impressionist has a different way in.
I think that's the way. It's like if I watch
First of all, if I hear your voice and it sounds interesting, I'm already, you got to catch me. And I'm like, ooh, okay, I like the way that sounds. And then I'll just start watching footage and then develop the person. You know, I don't know how to tell you the process fully, but yeah, right. Everybody's different.
And so then, was it a thing like you famously did a great Barack Obama?
Yeah.
You did it on SNL.
Yeah.
Took Fred's place.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
was yeah. An interesting yeah, person was, to be yeah. doing it.
It was hey, you know, it was different time.
It was a different time. It was a different time. 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's different times. It was, you know, there were hoses. You know, it was things were different. You
sure,
know, it was different.
But how did you lock into Barack Obama? Were you just like, did you hear a particular sentence or a word?
What happened when I locked into Barack? I was first doing it wrong. It was actually my friend Rachel. She said, "Do you do Barack?" This is back in 2008 when he first won, and I was like, "Nah." She was like, "You should get an Obama." And I was like, all right. So I started working on it. And, you know, it was really nasally at first. It was. And then when I got to the show, Steve Higgins kind of coached me a little bit and he told me to talk from the back of my throat. And then I started talking from the back of my throat and doing it. I mean, I know you probably want me to do it.
I mean, come on.
it's kind of like this. And you start right here and you take it and you swallow the voice. So Barack is always, it's always something swallowing. He's, I mean, that sounds really weird, but that's how I get into it. You know, it's me and Michelle together doing things, butt naked. Nobody cares.
I love the me and Michelle because he always starts a lot of sentences with me and Michelle.
Yeah, me and Michelle. It's always him and Michelle. But I what? I saw SNL had like, they wanted Barack Obama and I was like, let me go ahead and see if I can put this in my arsenal. And then all of a sudden, it just, I don't know.
It's amazing. He's one of America's great podcasters along with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, man.
He'll be up there on Mount Podmore.
Listening to his book, man, that was a long, book. I that was a long book.
Did he do the whole thing? I've never listened to a book.
He did. He did the whole
other than thing. I read out loud when I read to myself.
I read it. I listened to a little bit of the audio, but I had stopped. I had stopped reading it because I was like, man, this is taking forever. But as I was reading it, I was doing it. I was reading it in his voice before I got the audio joint. So it made it more interesting for me. And I was like, well, if I'm already doing it like this, I might as well just listen to the audio. And it's just hours of him just, it's, he's great. He's freaking great. I don't know how to end it, whatever.
One of the, a few people to be president of the United States. That's one thing you can say about Barack
Obama.
I mean,
yeah, one of the few people.
One of the 46.
One of the 46 presidents. The United States of America.
That's, I mean, there are exclusive clubs in the United States. There are presidents. There are people who have been on Saturday Night Live, cast members. Uh-huh. That's a very exclusive club. There are hosts of SNL.
Yeah.
Barack is one of the 46 to actually do the presidency.
Oh, it's, you know, what's crazy to me is when I was at the White House back in 2017. This is
really, what were you doing there?
It was a party. It was the black party before Barack left.
Oh, I was going to say 2017.
Yeah. 2017.
This would have had to have been pretty early in January.
This was January.
Okay.
And I remember him coming up to me and I felt like I was toasted. I was freaking toasted, man. I was, you know, everybody was nice. You know what I mean? Everybody was drinking that night. You know what I mean? People just loose. But he came up to me and he goes, Jay, man, I wish we could have got one in before you left the show. And I was like, I can get you back on. He looked at me like, I'm like, I told the freaking president of the United States of America, I could get him on SNL. Like, he needs me.
You could be, yeah, you could be my plus one.
Like, yo, hey son, yo, I'm really good with lawyer. I'll put you down. I felt like, when I realized I said that the next morning, it was just like Facebook. I was like, did I say that to Barack Obama? I need to hit him up now and be like, dude. My
fault. Do you have Barack Obama's cell phone number right now?
I mean, I know Michelle. Me and Michelle.
You and Michelle are tight.
Me
really.
And Michelle are closer. She had me in a book. She got me in a book.
Her first, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really? What did you do in the book?
Actually, I did that music video with her. Go to college or whatever, and or whatever. That's not whatever. It was number one on iTunes, you know, so we had a hit. And she put me in her book for the special thanks and all of that. She's always been a nice person and really just giving it up. So
I saw her speak at the White House. It was incredible. She gave, because Barack came out and he gave a speech and it was like, fine.
Yeah.
And then she came out and spoke and everyone was like,
they were fired up. Fired up, ready to go. They were fired up, ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what she did. You know what? I got to say this.
You got it.
I had set it up for somebody I used to talk to meet Michelle Obama, and they denied it.
What?
Yes.
Someone you used to talk to.
Somebody, yeah, it's a used to for a reason. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I set it up for her birthday to meet Michelle Obama. And she
said no thank you?
She said, I could see if it was Will Smith.
What?
Yeah.
Author of The Slap Heard Round the World? What do you think of that slap heard around the world? Do you do Will Smith?
Do what? Of course I do, man.
You have to do Will Smith.
It just happens to be in the arsenal. I don't know. I might have done him on the television show a few times or syndicated.
Do you do Chris as well? Or?
I do both of them. I do both. When the stuff first happened, I said, oh, God has given me a gift. I impersonate both these guys. I said, hallelujah, man. Chris... I feel like this. After seeing this special, Chris Rock did an amazing job. I would like to say that. I also like to say, man, it was kind of a bullying thing, I think. You know,
on Will Smith's part.
On Will Smith's side. It's like, you smack little Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you are 6'2", 200.
A lot of people don't know because Chris Rock is in movies and they always frame it so like it's his shoulders and above. He's actually pretty small.
Will Smith is 6'2", 200. Chris Rock is what, 5'10", 45 pounds? You can't freaking.
Don't you think Will Smith now should do an hour special? Like he should start working the clubs.
Oh, no. Marlon did that for him.
I saw the Marlon one the other day. It was very interesting.
He did his whole special on the slap.
He did his whole special on the slap, which was and he did impersonations of everyone involved.
He came
in hard on everyone too. He did hard jokes about Jada. He did hard jokes about the two of them. It was a really interesting special, I thought.
I mean, it's just funny to me that the person who it happened to only talked about it for 10 minutes. And then somebody, this whole different artist, devotes his whole special.
And an hour special, HBO Max.
It should have just been called Slapgate. That's what his shit should have been called. But I feel like it was funny. I feel like he did a good job, though. I mean, that's big bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Chris Rock.
I'm always team Chris, man. I'll tell you why I'm team Chris. Because Chris Rock held his word and he put me in top five.
What? So he promised you that he was going to put you in top five?
Yeah, I'm going to put you in a movie. Yeah, man. Like, you know, you'll be doing your movies. I'll be doing your movies. Like, well, you know, it's going to keep going, man. Yeah. And he's like, wow, you killed the table read. I'll push you in a movie. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other side, Mr. Willard, promised me he was going to do a sketch with me and Denzel. Well, he was like, yo, I got this idea, right? So it's like you... And like it's like this dude, he comes into like your apartment and he like kidnaps you and he like throws you in the back of like a, you know, in the back of an ear, you know what I mean? And, you know, they drive you to a warehouse and like they unload you, right? And then when they unload you, it's just me and Denzel staring in your face like, do the impression now, little Negro. Do the impression now.
What sketch was this for SNL or this was just a sketch he was going
to
do?
He pitched it to me like back in 2011 and he said, I wanted to do it with you and he never did it. But hey, Chris Rock put me in that movie. So you know whose team I'm on.
That's right.
And also because of the Michelle Obama thing, I got pseudo problems with Will, and he followed the girl, and he's known me for years and didn't follow me. I was like,
what?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Freaking crazy. So I hope in a perfect world in the future, don't wish anything would happen to anybody. But if an accident would happen and... and a body would like fly through a windshield, right? And it would like roll on the ground in Looney Tune fashion and like pick up debris. And And the people and the paramedics and all of that, they come to this body that's still breathing and perfectly fine, besides
a little wear and tear, a little wear and tear, debris.
They hit up, they see that my number's in the phone, and they call me and they say, "Hey, your friend, she just had this happen, and yo, you're the contact, and could you come down?" And I'll be like, "Oh man, I can see if it was Michelle Obama, but I'm sorry, not gonna be able to do that." Click.
Oh,
keep
man.
My wife's name out your fucking mouth. Oh my goodness.
It's good advice though for any occasion. Keep someone's wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth.
I mean,
mouth,
yo, but you didn't. You gonna slap Chris Rock, but you ain't slapped it out of. You ain't slap it out the person's mouth. You should have done that, you know.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're talking about the penis that was in
the
her
penis
mouth.
That right. caused the entanglement. The penis that caused all of these problems. You should have smacked that out instead of smacking Chris Rock. That would have been a perfect smack. You know what I mean? Yeah, get the dick out your mouth. You know, shit like that. You
of
know.
Course.
Sorry. Can we curse up here? I've already done it.
We've already done it several times, I believe. And we're all out of bleeps, by the way, so we can't bleep.
No more bleeps.
Yeah, we ran out. Yeah, and it's only March.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It's not even a fiscal year. It's a calendar year.
Where do we get the bleeps? Where do we get the bleeps
I don't
from?
Know. I would love them? It if our listeners would donate some bleeps.
It's China, man.
China.
We got to get them
from
China.
Do you do Trump, by the way, speaking of
Absolutely.
China?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do Trump. The same exact thing. Absolutely. These people love me. They absolutely love me. They do. They love me.
He's always doing this like he's got a hot meatball in his mouth and can't get it to cool off. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's yes. I do white people.
Oh, congratulations.
Because like that's the like a lot of people say like bull, they're like, "Oh, you can't do white people." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? My body count is crazy." Shut up.
You did Andrew Tate. Who are you working on now? Is there anyone out there now that you're like, I gotta get a handle on this person?
No, you know what? I've been messing around with Robert Downey Jr.
About him the other day. How do you impersonate Robert Downey Jr.?
Let me see if I can do it. I don't want to mess it up, so I gotta take one of these headphones off my ear.
Okay.
And see, it's really poised. And I'm like, can I do it? Because I kind of sound I like a little sinus thing, but let's try to do it.
Yeah, it's that thing where, you know, you just save the world and people just look at you like you're just this guy who's this billionaire from that philanthropist that's, you know, making moves and people just want to do you and they just think you're zaddy.
Wow, that is uncanny.
It would sound better if I didn't.
No, it sounded perfect. Do you have to figure out where the person's from so you can do like vowel choices or certain like, you know, R choices or anything like that? Or does it just come naturally to you?
It comes naturally because, you know, I mean, you know, I'm an artist as well. So, you know, I've been around music since I was freaking five, man. Oh, everybody in my church, like, they did music. They recorded albums, you know. So I was in the studio. I was by the band. I was listening. I was by the choir. So I would pick stuff up. So it just comes naturally when I pick it up. But if I do, like, if let's say if it's somebody from like England or something, I'll have to really focus on it, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm trying to think of anyone from England. King Charles.
Oh yeah, no, that's not in there.
Can't do that.
I mean, I don't even because I'm, you know, I did.
Piers Morgan.
I don't want to say this.
Idris Elba, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Idris Elba. He's got that thing where he talks like this in the back of his throat, and he's always like, you know, articulating these things and these women, and you know, proposing. You know, they just give him intercourse, you know.
Amazing. Now, can you do Idris Elba doing an American accent in The Wire?
Yeah. Hey, yo, what up, man? A string of bell. What's going on? Yeah, you see how I just cut it out?
Right, yeah.
Oh, man, my black card is getting shown today. I only seen 15 minutes of The Wire. Jesus, can't go back to the NAACP awards. Oh, boy, they're rejecting them.
Amazing.
Oh, shout out to Will Smith for turning the Oscar Awards into the...
He should have just come to the Oscars the other night and said, like, turn me away. I dare you. I'll slap you.
Wait. Yeah. Are you really going to, like, not let me in? Like, you should. You know, because, like, you know, I'm a... Yeah.
That's why you should, just because I said it.
What happens to him when he does the like in his mind, he just doesn't know what to say. So yeah, he goes,
You know, he said, yo, a lot. If you hear Will Smith when he's trying to apologize and things of that sort, there's a lot of you knows and all of that in there. Like, it's just filler words. There's a lot of filler words. So right. I think it's a lot of filler. I don't know if he really meant it. I don't know. I don't know if he meant the apology, dog. I don't know. Yo, you know, I apologize to Chris and his mother, and you know, like, I was totally gone. And, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, it's like, yeah, it's that thing, you know, where, you know, you just, yeah, woo, you know.
And, the woo. He can always resort to a woo if he's really run out of material.
It's almost like he wants to go up to he wants to have like a press conference or whatever. He wants to go on a big platform in front of the world and be like, please, just forget it. Just forget it, please. It happened a year ago, and I'm tired of it. It's like R. Kelly when he freaking had a meltdown. Y'all killing me with this shit. 15 years of my career. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. That's what Will Smith. Yeah, y'all are killing me with this shit. It was a smack. You act like I smacked him with my dick. I didn't.
Now that I would
smack other people with it. Yeah.
It was interesting. They were deciding, yeah, like, should Emancipation come out this year?
That's
it. And then they were like, it's too good. It's got to come out this year.
But here's,
and then it came out and everyone was like, no, it's not.
Dude, it's just, it don't got nothing to do. It's that we're tired of seeing slave movies.
Exactly.
I don't want to see. I was ticked off when I saw that Harriet Tubman film, The Lies. The lies in it. They had Harriet Tubman dropping to her knees like she was getting visions from God, when in reality, Harriet Tubman had narcolepsy. So that's why that was supposed to represent what happened. She had narcolepsy and she was still saving people while she had narcolepsy.
Really?
That's messed up. Could you imagine being that? I mean, you white dude, but you know. I mean, you could.
I am?
Just, I mean, God. Damn, man. If you didn't know, shit, that's crazy. Oh, wow. But she would save people with narcolepsy.
I can only imagine if you're being chased or you're in a precarious situation where you're like going, you know, absolutely, going through the Underground Railroad. The last thing you want to do is like just fall asleep in the middle of a situation.
The last thing
like
you want to do is sit, is stay still on the subway. That's the last thing you want to do. Right. You want to make sure you keep going. And you out there, you don't know. You ain't never been out here before. And your tour guide, the one person who knows the road, falls asleep. Jesus, yo, what, yo, fuck that. I should have stayed at the plantation. If I get caught, this is my ass. This is my ass and my neck. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Imagine if she would have had Red Bull.
Imagine if Red Bull was around back during the Civil War. This is a good sketch. Yeah, Will Smith should pitch this sketch with you and Denzel.
Like it's back in 1860, and you know, somebody decides to make something called Starbucks, and you know, when they make it, you know, everybody is like energized, so people get whipped faster. Jesus, I don't want to take it this way.
Okay.
I want to pull it back. I don't want to take it this way.
Let's talk about Saturday Night Live for just a bit, because anytime I have someone from SNL on the show.
Can I say this?
Yes.
I was Lorne Michaels. Shout out to Lorne Michaels. I was texting Lorne Michaels Christmas. We were going back and forth riffing for like, it had to be 2.5 hours. And we were trying to outbid each other. It was, I'd say, where was this guy when I was on the show?
The guy responding to anything.
The guy that's responding to my text and playing with me. Well, he did try to play with me, but I was so young. You know
I think I think it's a common thing. I was very young when I was on Mr. Show, and I think David Cross and I talked about, like, I think after the show was done, we went to a bar and had a really nice conversation. He's like, why didn't we do this before you worked on the show, or right, like while you were working on the show?
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things. You're young, you want to prove yourself, and
yep,
it's, yeah,
and you might not,
you're looking
see,
for affirmation.
Right. And then you don't go with the flow. Like, I think when I was younger, man, sometimes I was just so used to being by myself, dude. It was like, when you go to the, you got to collaborate and everything, and being an introvert.
Because you're
really
a stand-up,
hard.
And stand-up is pretty much a...
It's just you.
Yeah. It's a solitary medium.
So, I mean, I had a, I was in a sketch group, you know, for like
4 months on like at
that's
VCU.
That's not long enough to get on SNL.
Not long enough to get on SNL. Not long enough. But I mean, I learned how to play off a little bit from people, but I got on that show and it was like, man, I was like this. I was tunnel vision on something.
And what's interesting is a lot of stand-ups who get on the show, they are there to do like update stuff.
Yep. Shout out to Brooks Wheelan. I gotta say.
Ah, Brooks.
Yes. Oh yeah, Brooks. Brooks and his cat. Got a lot of cats around.
Him and TJ Miller have the same vocal cords. Oh, I fucking kid you not. They got the same shit.
Yeah, so I was drinking a lot. Wow. It's like, slow down, TJ. Slow down. Why are you drinking so much? Drinking so much
is just, you know.
so a lot of stand-ups are there to do update because their point of view, their stand-up point of view, is there to do like monologues on update. But you're a stand-up who was doing impressions, so you're there to do sketches,
right?
And so it's such a new thing for you to do, to learn how to work with writers, right?
Shout out to Brian Tucker, man, because Brian Tucker was he was the writer that basically they paired me with.
Really?
You know, and then also my friends on the show, you know, Bobby Moynihan, Taron Killam, you know, they
know
would include me when they would put me in their stuff. You know, I didn't have that. I mean, Vanessa Wood too. That was cool.
Right.
It was us. That was a squad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the
Everybody
squad.
Else was like, yeah, you don't like me the same.
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's everyone is undergoing their own unique, like weird, do I fit in?
Right.
You know, they all have their weird cliques.
It's just like going to school and trying to find your footing. And, you know, you hope to find your footing before you, you know, do something like drop an F-bomb on national television.
Which you never did, though.
Never did.
Congratulations.
They tried to.
You did it within 5 minutes on this show.
Wow. Yeah, because the Brown got me going down, baby.
You hear the clinking of the glass against the microphone. We have a bottle of Black Label here in case any of our guests wish to partake. And we're having fun today.
Okay, but back to the writer thing. Brian Tucker, James Anderson, Kent Sublett, Rob Klein, John Solomon.
It's amazing you know all their names.
Because
I could not name two Comedy Bang Bang writers. And I worked with them for 5 years.
You remember the people who are nice. You remember people who are really nice to you, and you remember people who are really fucked up to you. Now, I'm not going to go to that fucked up side. You
right.
Because there was some fucked upness. But
this is a positive show.
Positive
Let's keep
show.
It positive.
Positive show. So John Solomon, Rob Klein, Brian Ken Sublett, and James Anderson. I remember, I'm not, somebody said, all right. Somebody said, I don't understand. You're the guy, but it doesn't seem like they're giving you the thing. I don't understand why they're not, because the talent is there. I said, well, you know, I have said some things on this show, so I kind of get what's happening here. But, you know, it's I wish they would have allowed a little more running. But, you know, I made a lot of relationships on that show, and I grew the fuck up.
Because you were really young. You were like 23, 22,
man.
22? Wow, yeah.
I was 22 when I got that show.
Yeah.
The only one who was, the only two people who are younger besides, I think Robert Downey Jr. got that show.
Yeah, he was like 18 or something.
18, yeah, 18 something.
It was
like
right off of Weird Science, weirdly. Yeah.
And then, I mean, Pete Davidson, of course, he was 20, and Eddie Murphy was 19.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's you know, being young on that show, man, you're just
I have a theory.
What's up?
There should be a minimum age requirement to be on SNL. It should be 50 years old. Here's another question. Why do they call it Saturday Night Live? Because so few of the minutes are on Saturday night. They should call it Wednesday afternoon on TiVo, because that's when I usually catch up to it, isn't it? I mean,
Sunday on Hulu. That's what you.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Monday on Peacock. That's what we're calling it.
Give me your SNL dream cast. Seven people and one person has to do update.
Oh shit. Okay, I gotta put Eddie Murphy in there. I gotta put Julia Dreyfus in there. I would say gotta keep Keenan in there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta put Gotta put Bobby Boyd ahead of there.
Uh-huh.
gotta put Jesus.
That's my pick. Jesus Christ. The Jesus? Original prankster.
Yo, ain't he a prank? Yo, have you ever talked to him before?
I talked to him, he never talks back.
Really?
Yep.
Yo, son, you must have a droid, because he don't like that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, green button. But I got two phones. I got the Jesus phone and I got the droid. Right. He knows I got the droid, but he knows, he's like, yo, when you talk to me, you just make sure you use that iPhone.
It's interesting that you're picking all people who have been on SNL. I would pick people who have never been on SNL before to give them an opportunity.
Okay. All right. Jason.
Derulo?
No. Jason Derulo. Okay.
Jason from Friday the 13th?
Yeah, man. Jason
Voorhees.
No, man. What the fuck? You fucking listen. You know what's happening. You you see what's happening here. Jason, Jason Segel. Jason Segel is his name?
Oh, Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother and the movies.
Yeah. He would be up there. I feel like when he
really?
Was.
Interesting.
I think he's great. He fit into that show. Miles Teller. I think he was great.
He was really good when he did good. Yeah.
And who's doing Update? Who would do Update? I'd have Anthony Jeselnik do it, son.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Anthony.
I'd have
Anthony. One of the titans of comedy.
Yeah.
It's just. I would have Walter Cronkite doing it.
Walter Cronk. I like Walter Cronk. He's a guy. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
Walter Cronk guy.
Walter Cronk guy. He was cool. Yeah. A juice. Sure. I'll do Update. Update's my thing. I do Update.
Wait, who is this that you're doing right now?
It's Jeselnik. Oh,
this is Jeselnik.
If you didn't know, I got to work on it.
He's from Pittsburgh. I don't know if they have
Oh, really? I'm going there this week. That's great.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Colin.
Colin. Colin? What?
Colin.
Colin. Wait, why you say Colin?
Colin Farrell.
Oh,
I'm saying is another person who would be great on this.
Oh, yes. Okay, got you. Yes. Colin Farrell. Yes.
Every show would be a Colin show.
He would fuck the whole cast. So Colin
Farrell. Is that his rep that he fucks every single person in every cast of every movie he ever does?
I mean, hey, man, I barely escaped, so it was wild.
What movie did you do with him?
It's called VR Troopers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not the sequel to Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. No. VR Troopers, definitely.
Speaking
virtual
of movies.
Virtual reality.
That's right. Speaking of movies, let's talk about your new movie, Spinning Gold.
Yes.
Comes out this Friday.
Yeah.
This is it's a biopic, not pronounced biopic, everyone. Biographical picture.
I was this years old when I learned that. I'm playing, go ahead.
It's a really interesting story. It's about Neil Bogart. If people don't know who Neil Bogart, he's the founder of Casablanca Records. Really influential record company from the 70s who had luminaries such as Kiss and Parliament Funkadelic.
Donna Summer. You said Bill Withers already?
I didn't, but
Withers. You said Kiss.
I did say Kiss.
Also, it was Bootsy Collins.
Right.
He was up there too. God dang it. Who else? The Village People?
The Village People were there. Yeah, yeah. And really? Yeah. So like a lot of disco stuff.
Yes.
But then also they had Kiss at the same time.
Right.
It's a biopic about this guy who started this label.
Mm-hmm.
And you play
Cecil Holmes,
who works at the
man.
Label.
Yeah.
Right.
One of his best friends and right-hand man for the company. Whatever Neil needs, like he's right there. He's right there for him. No matter how crazy it sounds, he's always willing to go with him until one point in the movie. When everything just goes to shit.
Right. And this is, I mean, this label, it was an independent label.
Yep.
And it took a lot of chances on stuff. I mean, just like spearheading Kiss, who was losing so much money at the time.
Yeah.
What attracted you to doing the movie other than someone said, hey, do you want to be in a movie? Because that would be what attracts me to a movie. If anyone were to say, hey, be in a movie.
Well,
which does not happen.
When Tim Bogart came to me with the...
By the way, son of Neil Bogart, who directed the movie.
Absolutely. But I think the stories from those artists, people need to really know. And I was happy to be a part of that. Just like people don't know that the Village People didn't sing. It wasn't, they weren't singing.
Right.
Like they were just, they were props basically.
It was like the Milli Vanilli in a way.
It was the same. And a lot of their acts were like that. And I just thought it was such a crazy story. And then when you throw in there, you throw Motown in there with Berry Gordy and you throw.
He stole a lot of artists from Berry Gordy at his previous label.
Yeah.
Like Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight. Uh-huh.
And the Isley Brothers.
for sure.
Right.
Because at one point, even in the movie, you see with Jason Derulo, he plays Ronald Isley. I gotta say this. Not about him, but about me. Like, son, I got a Ronald Isley. I could have clearly done that role.
Would you have preferred doing Ronald Isley? It seems like you had a bigger role.
No, I mean, hey, I did.
You should have played every part of the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, you didn't need Wiz Khalifa. You didn't need none of these
Wiz people. Khalifa just plays George Clinton.
He plays George Clinton in the movie. He did a great job. Everybody does a phenomenal job.
But you could have done everyone.
I could have done everyone.
It could have been like
saved
the Clumps.
So much money.
Yeah. Well, now, being your agent. And by the way, I want to represent you.
You would have wanted.
I would have wanted you to get paid
contracts.
For every. Yeah, every single
that's
character.
Smart.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm
Work
fired.
Harder, not smarter.
Forget CAA.
Oh, sorry, the other way.
It's you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a story that attracted me, and I was supposed to play Frankie Crocker at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one is Frankie?
Frankie Crocker is the he was the radio. He's a radio DJ.
Oh yeah, that Chris plays. Right?
Yes,
Chris.
Chris plays.
Yeah.
And Frankie Crocker was responsible for breaking a lot of the records at Casablanca and Buddha. Like, they would go to him.
It was payola. He would basically take money to get, and they would play him the record.
Yep.
In the movie, it's a lot of Chris like nodding along to a record. And I think you have a better role.
Yeah. Have you seen the whole thing?
To be honest, it was a little longer than I thought. So I started it before the show and I have not watched. I got up to your big dramatic scene, or one of your big dramatic scenes, or your first big dramatic scene, maybe. Do you have another one coming up after that?
I mean, you just gotta tune in to find out.
Oh boy, I can't wait to finish this movie.
You saw the dramatic scene, huh?
And can I just say that little Miss Oscar that we were talking about, might be slapping someone next year.
I mean, I might be. I might be on stage slapping someone.
Call up Chris and say, hey, look, we're doing it again.
Hey Chris.
Get your slapping cheeks out.
Chris, I've got a great idea that's gonna sell out your next tour.
What if he just became the slapped comedian?
I'm like, okay, man, slap me, man. Fuck. What dominatrix does this, you know? Shit.
Well, Spinning Gold is out this Friday.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
In theaters, which is great. Make sure your time management is better than mine. Make sure you allot 2 hours and 15 minutes instead of an hour and a half.
But dude, the story of
so crazy.
Kiss, Donna Summers, Bill Withers, like all of these people who were so prolific artists back in the 70s, and the way that they had the voice of the streets, just like Frankie Crocker had the voice of the streets for DJing. Like, if it went through him, it was good. It was like, yeah, you're saying the rite of passage, you know?
Right.
So the story is crazy. I'm happy that I got a bigger part, because I'm happy about that. And like you said, hey, you know, because Jonathan Majors, he cool. I like Jonathan Majors, but I'm cute, son. I know I am.
Yeah.
I'm really cute.
Do you do a Majors? But before
I don't
we go
have
to break,
one yet.
Not yet. You gotta go see Ant-Man or something.
Yeah, he
does a huge monologue in Loki. If you want to,
I haven't. I've seen Creed. I have not seen him in Ant-Man.
Yeah,
but
he does pretty much like a 15-minute long monologue. If you really want it,
he did 15. Oh, he's
like in the last
beast.
Episode of Loki. Yeah,
he's a beast, man. Yeah. That's a lot of memorization.
Yeah,
man.
No, he just was riffing.
That's all he was doing. Okay. Yeah. He's just riffing for 15 minutes. That
and
makes
they were
more
like,
sense.
Yeah, okay. We'll just leave it in.
I was about to say, fuck audition. I'm not auditioning for shit anymore. You know what I mean? Because this guy's got it. Because I'm not reading no damn film. 15 minutes in no fucking scene. No, I'm just joking. I could definitely do that. I'm definitely capable. Hey, Steven Spielberg, you still owe me. You said you did. So I got the letter. It's in my house. Let's do this. Hey,
yes.
I see your boy. Don't be promising me shit and then following girls that I'm dating and all of that shit.
Be a Chris Rock.
Be a Chris Rock.
All right. Well, yeah. Spinning Gold is out this Friday. We need to take a break. You can stick around, can't you? We have someone in law enforcement coming up and someone who's a curator of a museum.
Absolutely.
Huge packed show here.
I'm so excited.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Jay Farrow, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace. Yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began, or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jay Farrow is here. Spinning Gold is out this Friday. Records spin, and then records also become gold records sometimes. Damn right. So it actually makes a lot of sense, does it not?
Damn right. The title, it switched a couple of times.
They didn't just like choose two random words and put them together. They actually thought about it.
They were thoughtful with it. Spinning gold. That's it.
It's exactly.
So in depth.
Do you do a song at the end of the over the end credits or anything like that?
No. I'm not singing shit over the end credits.
Why? You're a singer. You have.
I do sing.
Yeah, you have music, records and stuff like that.
Oh, I love this. I love how you do this. I see all this interview training. I love this. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I see what you're doing.
I'm doing right now?
No. But no, you're doing.
Because I have no idea.
You're doing a good job of getting me to articulate all of my different talents and things.
Good. Because at this point, we know you're an incredible comedian, an incredible actor. Yeah. And I'm trying to get that singer out of you to get that triple threatness.
I mean, it's God dang it. Do I have to? Damn it, Texas.
What can you sing for us right now? Any song.
Happy birthday.
Here we go. Yeah, sure. Happy birthday.
Okay, let me see. Take the ear off. Make sure I can hear this shit. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. See, I got a little nose thing. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday. Oh, see, I'm out. See, I'm out. Yeah. I just did 6 straight shows. Sold out, by the way. Hey,
oh,
man.
Congratulations.
Shout out.
I was singing happy during the entire show?
During the entire show. That's why they stood up. It had nothing to do with my jokes. They were just like, yo, he did that birthday song.
You went
so
to every
good,
single
son.
Person in the audience and said, when's your birthday?
Somebody came up to me and was like, yo, I work at Red Lobster. You would be a great addition
to the team.
they gotta be wanting it to like murk themselves like every 5 minutes.
I used to hate doing the birthday songs. Happy, happy, happy. They hate it so much. There's nothing worse. If I were celebrating a birthday, I don't know that I would want these disinterested people singing the song to me. I mean, yeah. It's just terrible for everyone involved.
It's not the best. It's not the best thing to do.
Stop. Let's seize it. And it's so weird. Like, to go into a restaurant and force people that you don't know to sing to you. There should be a cutoff for people who are allowed to sing happy birthday. It should be anyone who's actually blood related.
You got a lot of cutoffs.
They should be 50 or older.
50 or older, not blood related. Okay.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest, Spinning Gold, out this Friday. He's in law enforcement. He's been on the show before, I believe. Please welcome back to the show, Batman.
Who, me?
Hi, Batman. Hi.
Hi, it's me.
Who, you?
It's my music. Hello?
Hey, Batman, instead of playing that on your phone, I have an actual cord for that.
Oh, you do? That's an upgrade from the last time I was here. So,
I forgot that was part of your thing.
Me too. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I don't need it.
Oh. You don't need it anymore?
No, I can do without it.
All right, come on.
You've got the Batman here.
Hmm? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that who I think it is?
It's Jay Farrow, yeah. Is that who you were thinking it was?
I thought it was Jay Farrow, of course. I could tell his impressions anywhere. I'm a huge fan.
Are you a fan of... Okay, that's what's up,
that's
Batman.
That's why I'm here.
Batman fucks with me.
I'm here to deal with Jay Farrow.
I like that.
It's Jay Farrow.
Hey.
It's part of the RICO Act.
Part of the RICO Act? Yes.
The RICO Act, which we famously found out about from, of course, The Dark Knight.
Of course, The Dark Knight.
I love when, what was her name?
Y'all had Sam J up here? What happened?
Not yet. Rachel Dawes.
Yeah, Rachel Dawes is sitting there and she thinks of the RICO Act like no one had ever thought of it before. She goes, the RICO Act.
Of course. That must be what it is. How is everyone, Jay?
Hi, Batman. It's great
Jay, it's an honor.
Hey, Bruce. Batman's
what?
Good.
What did you say?
Cool. Nothing, man. We good.
Me?
Did you say, no, not you. I'm sorry. No.
No, I said, I thought.
You said Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce. Oh.
Love his music. The boss. It's the greatest.
The boss.
Yeah, the boss.
One of the great podcasters of the world.
One of the greatest Olympians ever to walk the face of this earth.
The most famous person from New Jersey.
Bruce Springsteen.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of another famous person from New Jersey.
Impossible.
Then. Yeah, he just overshadows everyone.
Yep.
Is that where you're from, New Jersey, or?
Maybe. I'm from the shadows. So,
hey man, can I ask you a question? Hey man, you ever fucked a bat?
Excuse me.
This is a good question.
Have I ever fucked a bat?
Yeah, like,
come on, man. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't. That was a come on, man. Like, I couldn't tell whether it was like, hey, of course not. Yeah.
Like, I was gonna say, come on, man, that's disgusting. I would never do that. That's an animal. No, of course I fucked a bat.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm the Batman.
Is that why you're called the Batman? Is because you?
Is
had-
that why? I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. So many people had asked me if I had fucked a bat, and I went.
Try this thing out. It's gotta
you
be.
Just tried it. So.
I did. I'm not gonna. I cannot lie.
Did so you? It was not why you were called the Batman initially, because once you were called that, everyone wondered if you'd fuck the bat.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Ozzy Osbourne thing. Like he did bite the head off the bat, and that's all he gets asked about. I assume it must be like what it's like working on Saturday Night Live.
Oh man,
now,
yeah.
That's all the only thing that only gets brought thing. Up for the rest of your entire life, no matter what happens.
You know,
it's,
if you had
it's interesting though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Batman, you should be on Saturday Night Live. You should.
Oh, yeah, kidding me? Should. I would love to. I would love to, but I don't know if I have what it takes.
Well, I mean, just to host. You,
well, it
you
does take place
do
at night. That's a good thing.
That's good.
I could probably handle that.
I feel like
I hear the hours are rough, though.
I feel like a few slipped through the cracks. You'd be all right.
Yeah. Well, okay. I like this. Would you do a sketch with me where me, you, and Denzel Washington... Do you do an Andrew Tate, first of all?
This is going to factor into your plans of
yes,
what
yes,
you
yes.
would
do. Well, I have a lot
from
of
someone
ideas.
Saying they didn't want to do it, now suddenly you have a lot of plans.
Well, I have a lot of ideas. I get into things very quickly. I'm very passionate about my work in general.
I've got an idea. I got a dope ass. Well, no, I don't, man, because.
You do have a dope ass.
I got word. Okay.
See what I did there?
Got a dope. Yeah, okay.
I've don't heard, fuck him like you fuck the bat.
Yeah,
right?
You know, it's kind of like an exit with me. Like, it's not an entrance, but it's cool. I mean, I appreciate
my,
it.
My ass is entrance only.
It's entry
it's
only?
It's entrance
only.
Entrance. I hate the stuff that usually comes out of it. I just cut it off.
Use it for anything else.
Yep.
Nothing else.
Closed for business.
You just, and open for other business.
It does it suction. Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a,
yeah.
It's like a vacuum.
Uh-huh.
Got a vacuum
booty. Vacuum pack.
I got a VB baby.
It's like one of those houses that has the vacuums like in the house, like installed in the house. You just lift up the vent. And
they're all in the floor. There's
he has central air as well.
So Batman, what's been going on? Yeah, you, Batman, what's been going on? It's been a minute since we've seen you. I think our live show last year.
Not much.
Yeah?
Just hanging out.
Any cool criminals you've caught?
I mean, so many cool criminals. There's always a cool criminal. It seems like criminals nowadays just go like, I don't know, my arms are weird. So like, I'm weird arms.
And
like,
then they just, they're not trying.
No, you know, like there's no Jokers or Penguins or Riddlers, like really iconic.
Those are the classics.
The classics, you know, they're not the same anymore.
There's like a ventriloquist dummy guy.
Yeah, the toy man.
No, I can't remember. The ventriloquist dummy talks.
Scarface.
Scarface.
There you go. Yeah, he's got a little dummy.
Yeah.
Pretty scary, I guess.
Yeah, this is kind of scary if you're scared of little tiny things.
Yeah.
I'm scared of big things.
Me too.
Dinosaurs.
Well, I'm not. I'm
commitment.
Commitment. Yeah, yes. Me. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, but go ahead.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Are you scared of commit? Are you married, Batman?
Who, me?
Yeah, you, Batman. Yes.
I don't know.
What?
I think it's been established that I have been married. I was married to Catwoman, I think, once or twice.
Oh,
we have children.
Oh, she's fine.
Damn right.
I've always fine.
She don't want to bust that body as a princess in that song.
I don't give a damn. I've always thought she was bad. I know she a cartoon. I don't give a fuck. Like, yo, Roger Rabbit, son. You feel me?
Oh, I would fuck Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, definitely fuck Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that little baby Herman. Some of the weasels.
What about what's
Christopher Lloyd?
Christopher Lloyd.
You can't judge him.
Once he takes off the human mask.
Only in cartoon form.
Yeah, only in a cartoon.
Not the human form. That's not.
But he's real mad.
Yeah.
Have you found, maybe you're here to update us. Have you found remember some people killed your parents?
I remember. It's a little hard to forget. Yeah. No, that sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because you did it right in front of you, right?
Back, yeah. If I could have them back, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you trade to have them back?
Anything.
Anything in the way. So wait, your bat cave?
Yeah, definitely. My giant penny.
Your dinosaur?
Dinosaur. My Giannis.
You would trade Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred. Ooh, would you trade Alfred's life?
That's a hard one. I'm not even going to lie. That's a hard one because we have history. He's like my everything, Alfred.
He's sort of your surrogate father at this point.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I wouldn't.
So if the penguin were to come to you and say, hey. You know the penguin.
Yes.
Were to come to you and say, hey,
little fat gentleman.
I can bring, looks like Danny DeVito a little bit.
Sometimes.
He's got the Chris Rock fingers.
Yeah.
Sorry, the flip is, you know, you got the shit.
So he comes to you and he says, hey, I can bring your parents back to life. First he says, wah, wah. I can bring your parents back to life. All you have to do is kill Alfred right in front of me.
Oh, boy. I'd have a lot of serious bad thinking to do, I think.
Bad thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I would. That would be a rough one.
Where do you land though on that? Do you got to flip the giant penny in order to?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't just kill Alfred to get my parents back. If anything, he's helped me deal with it the most.
Yeah.
So like, no, I wouldn't do him. But anything else, I don't know.
Alfred cooks, Pennyworth. Cleans, doesn't complain, and just
he's also pleasant. Very well, let's not forget that.
That's, how much do you pay
the
Alfred?
Perfect chick.
Is he on salary? Or is he hourly?
Yeah, no, he makes a good living. I mean, like, he also has free range to use the house, the mobiles.
Oh, to use the house?
The mobiles. Yeah,
that's like, I work at the Amazon warehouse. You have free range to go, like, pee in the bathroom.
Yeah, but
who gives
do
a
you
shit?
Get your own Batmobile at
Alfred has his own Batmobile? Is it an Alfred
little,
mobile?
It's the same thing as the Batmobile. It just has a little white mustache on the front.
Like a Lyft driver?
Yes. But what is mine is Alfred's, and what is Alfred's is mine.
Are you guys partners? Or are you the boss?
After 10 years of living with each other, you're pretty much partners.
It's hard to say. He's the boy. He wears the pants in the relationship, and I wear the cape. But
I don't know. That metaphor I don't understand.
But it's a common phrase. Everyone says it. I believe it was Mahatma Gandhi.
The first part of it.
Mahatma Gandhi said it.
Really?
Yep. If he also said, you either live, die a hero or live long enough to become a villain.
Was he talking about being on Twitter?
I don't know.
Being milkshake ducked?
I don't
know. If Gandhi were still alive, would he be milkshake ducked?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think so too.
Yeah. So, Batman.
Oh no! See, when you do this, it scares me because the Joker is my biggest nemesis. Jim.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want to talk to you.
See, oh my God, it's terrifying. The Joker is here.
So, Batman.
Who, me?
Can we talk?
Because I think
we have a connection that can't be broken.
This is amazing, Jay. It's almost like I called you and asked you to do this on a podcast 2 months ago and you never returned my call.
I thought this was the podcast.
Batman has his own podcast.
That's why I did it. I'm sorry. That's why I did it. Bat, I love Bat. I love you, Bat.
You know I love you too. Yeah. I'm just kidding with you. I don't care.
Yeah, but no, but I.
It's
yeah.
Just an excuse to hang out.
I just thought it was. I thought this was a shit. I'm sorry. I really thought this was a shit.
No, I'm gonna rope you in for another hour.
Oh man. Okay. So hey, Batman. I would.
It's good to see you. It's just, I'm sorry if I get upset when you talk like the Joker. It's just that he killed my family.
Wait, he Understood. Killed your family? I thought it was Tony
Shalhoub.
We're
not sure. We're not positive yet. It was either the Clown Prince of Crime.
It was Arthur
the Clown Prince of Crime.
The Crown Prince of Slime.
Wait, sound like a gang member.
It was either the
is the Crown Prince of Slime? Is that like Mark? What's his name from Double Dare?
The Crown Prince of Slime, Mark Summers. It was either the Crown
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Double Dare.
And what would you do? Don't forget right. that.
Yeah, and sleep on what would you
infamous,
do?
And from the infamous fight on the Jay Leno show with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, right.
If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Who,
quit
me?
quit your job and go on Google and only watch Mark Summers get water thrown in his face. They get into
remember
a huge
this.
Fight
yeah.
on the Jay Leno show.
It's, that's right.
It's awesome.
So you so the What's wait a minute, Jay, aren't you on like a cartoon doing one of the voices of are you
on cartoon
on Harley Quinn or anything like that? Don't do,
no.
You don't do. Okay.
I have no, but I do have. While you talking about this, I can tell my animation.
Yeah, please.
Products, projects. I got a
yeah. What do you have?
Family Guy. I'm
up there. Okay. Zootopia.
Like, Utopia.
Zootopia.
Oh yeah, thank you. That's I'm up there.
You're in Zootopia.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Wow.
That's right, because he said it. You heard what Batman said. I'm
yeah,
on
Batman doesn't
Zootopia.
Lie. Yeah.
Batman's also trying to make sure. I think you're in Zootopia, right? I'm pretty sure you are.
No, not Zootopia. I was Sing.
Sing, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Bennett and Leslie Jones, your other coworker.
Yeah, they didn't have us back for the sequel. I kind of felt a little bit.
Did they call you at least and say, hey, look, there's a Sing too, but. We're moving on to different animals.
No, I got it. It's like moving on to different animals. That's funny. I reached out. I don't know what happened with that, but it was a fun one to do because I still get residual checks.
Oh, yeah.
From the first one.
I can only imagine the
You're
same.
Very funny in it. It's Thank almost you. Like I have a child who watches it constantly.
Batman, you have a child?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, it depends. Batman, who you ask.
Batman doesn't pull out.
Many children I have a child.
Is Robin your child?
Robin is my child, depending who you ask. Oh, no, and I don't pull out. Yeah. I don't need to.
Batman, you don't pull out?
No, never. Not once.
Fucking shoots up to school all the time. Fuck out of here.
Are you shooting blanks?
I'm shooting anything I can. Let me tell you. Yeah. No.
You wish that the guy who killed your parents was shooting blanks.
Tell me about it. That's fucking weird that you said that, but yeah.
Sorry, I'm just looking for connections.
No, I get it. I get it. Hey,
Jay said I was a good host.
Yes,
Jay's he's not a liar. He's a good man.
Good host.
I'm a huge Jay Farrow fan.
Oh, man. Batman, I love you, too.
You do so much good in Gotham City, at least. Why not, move outwards and, like, you know, do stuff in L.A. and, you know, West Coast Batman?
Relax, bro. You know?
I mean, I know you're
why don't you do podcasts all over the world, you son of a bitch? How's that so?
I have.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe now I'm the asshole.
Maybe. Am I the asshole? No. Since you're assigned Batman. Well, Batman, this is incredible. You're such a wonderful guest to have on the show.
Thank you for having me. I came here to preview my new Andrew Tate impression, but it seems like that's already been done. I don't want to.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jay.
But I'm glad I got to meet you, Jace.
Well, you could do it again if you want to, because it'll be total trash. It'll be total trash. It just makes no sense. It's like it's bull crap. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Good to meet you. This is bull crap. I'm Andrew Tate. I'm in jail cell.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like an intern
I'm not
we used to
really
know.
An impressionist.
You sound like Batman doing
it comes
an impression
from the
of
back
Andrew
of my throat.
Right.
So when I do it, that's I think that's what the problem is. It was coming from the front of my throat.
Right. Yeah. Not great. Do you do other impressions?
Not great. I do other impressions, yeah.
Who do you do?
I can
You
do,
did Penguin earlier. Wah, yeah, wah. Wah.
I could do a goon.
Goon number one or goon number two?
Goon number two.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, I get you, Batman.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yo, Batman has a good Guy Fieri impression.
You do? Oh, let's hear it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Full throttle! It's kind of just the same
thing. It's the exact same voice you're doing right now, voice. But saying full throttle.
Most of my impressions are just loud Italians.
Seth Snooki, Rogen.
Yes.
Seth Rogen,
I did not Rogen. Do. I had, well, I...
You were forced to once.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Maybe sometimes. Sometimes you just end up being the fattest one around.
Hey, look.
That, when it comes to impressions.
Those are wise words from Batman.
Yeah, correct. From the Batman.
The Batman. Well, Batman, look, we have to... We have... What, you're singing the Nirvana song from the most recent Batman? Look, we have to take...
That's what I said, and I get sad.
We have to take a break, Batman. Do you want to play anything to take us out, or...
Wait, give me 43 seconds.
Wait, is he really? No. I want to talk to the Batman. I want to speak to the Batman.
Wait, who's Can this? I?
This is the other Joker. The one that won all the awards.
Yeah.
The Heath... No, who won the awards?
Joaquin.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, well, so did Heath Ledger. So I'm
very confused. That's for a second.
Oh, man. Oh,
Jared Leto did not win the awards.
I do a pitch-perfect Cesar Romero.
Let's hear it.
Hi.
From Ocean's 11, of course.
Who, me?
Yeah, okay. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we have the curator of a museum. We're going to come right back. We'll have more Jay Farrow, more Batman. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Jay Farrow, Spinning Gold, out this Friday. The Neil Bogart story, Casablanca Records.
Buddha Records, yeah.
Buddha Records. We also have Batman, or The Batman. Do you prefer The Batman? Because, you know, the movie came out recently and it was The Batman.
I have Geico by many names, the Cape Crusader.
You have Geico? What?
I have Geico insurance, first and foremost.
I got Elephant. It's crazy.
Really? Were you drawn to it by the caveman commercials? Or
anything a cartoon tells me to do, I do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Anything a cartoon tells you. Hey, what are the other situations that you've been in where a cartoon has told you to do something?
Don't push a push pop. I immediately pushed one.
You immediately. Wait, but the cartoon was telling you not to push the push pop.
I know, but I don't. Oh, fuck. I didn't listen that time.
You immediately crumbled under the logic of it. We have to get to our next guest. He's been on the show many times before. He is the curator of the Bobblehead Museum in.
And Hall of Fame. Bobblehead Buoy.
I'm sorry.
Bobblehead Buoy.
That's right. Your famous catchphrase.
I'm back. I'm back and I'm better than ever.
Yeah, Darren Matejczak is back.
How you doing?
Hey, good to see you, Darren.
Great to see you too. I'm young, I'm dumb, and I'm full of something called ejaculate.
Hey!
Bam, 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 bam.
This is Jay Farrow.
How you doing, Jay? Big fan?
Me too.
Can't wait to see your movie. You know, I used to always think about my grandmother's hands, and then I heard Bill Withers' song, Grandma's Hands, and I thought he beat us all to the punch.
He beat you to the punch.
Okay. Why were you thinking of your grandma, or were you thinking of Bill Withers' grandmother's hands?
No, I was thinking of my own grandmother's hands.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
I didn't know Bill Withers.
What is Bill Withers' grandmother's
Bill grandmother.
Hand? What does Bill Grimmer's hands look like?
Would Bill Withers have been as popular if his name was Bill Grandmother?
No.
I'm not sure. I think his talent would have overshadowed it.
Well, we're off to a great start on my segment.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. This is the Batman.
Hi, Batman. Big fan.
Good evening.
Batman, there must be tons of Batman bobbleheads.
Oh. There are Batman bobbleheads. There are Jay Farrow bobbleheads. There are bobbleheads of Jay Farrow's impressions in the Bobblehead National Hall of Fame and Museum. There are bobbleheads of Batman fishing.
Cool. Fishing.
Catching criminals.
It's my second favorite pastime.
So you catch fish. Okay, what's your first favorite?
Crime fighting.
Crime fighting. Okay, so catching criminals, then catching fish.
Correct.
That's how it ranks.
Well, it's like, yeah, I do the same thing, but just on a lesser.
Right.
I don't bring them to jail. It's less paperwork.
Are fish the criminals of the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all agree. Well, Darren, you haven't chimed in, but.
I wouldn't know any. I've never been in the ocean.
You've never been in the ocean?
No, I've never left Milwaukee.
Why you're here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, but I'm not going to the ocean. It's like at least hour drive.
Well, it is a problem, especially the 405-10 interchange.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's terrible. But yes, Jay.
I got, as an Alaskan sea bass that owes me $200. Just letting you know. I just had to put that out.
You shouldn't have let it into your life.
I know.
You're too nice.
That's on you.
But the mouth is so trapped.
So you looked at it. You said the sea bass, what, like, that mouth do.
I said, what that mouth do for sea bass?
I see sea bass. It said,
$200 and I'll show you. Jay Farrow, you fell for the oldest honeypot in the book. Sticking your dick in the fish's mouth.
Oh fuck. I gotta get it together. I need to dial up my Christian.
You're not the first, you're not the last, okay? And your one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about it earlier.
The original prankster. There have to be bobbleheads of him.
Absolutely. Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
There's a bobblehead of Jesus Christ forgiving us for sticking our dick in the fish mouth.
Oh, really? That's a very specific bobblehead.
There's over 10,000.
What about bats?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot of bestiality today.
Yeah. The right amount. You're right.
Really?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bobby. No, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah. For those of you, especially listening, who don't know about Darren is the owner and proprietor. Is that right?
I'm the silent money man, but one of the co-founders of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's right. And this is you have a lot of bobbleheads in the Hall of Fame part of it. You have a lot of bobbleheads in the museum part of it.
Actually, they're two almost concentric circles. There's only one bobblehead in the museum, one bobblehead in the Hall of Fame. Everything else is the museum and the Hall of Fame.
What are the one and the one?
We've been through this.
I know, but I love to hear it.
The one in the Hall of Fame is Pete Rose.
So he got into the Hall of Fame of the bobbleheads.
Yes, absolutely.
And they didn't take that away from him.
No, although they should. He cheated the game.
You have a hard stance on that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a stain on the game.
It's weird that a guy whose name is Rose, one of the most wonderful smelling of all flowers,
right,
would have such a stain on the game, such a black spot.
Isn't it funny that you're lavender?
That's true.
Oh, you're a lavender man?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Jay, what's your favorite scent?
My favorite scent is natural or like cologne?
All natural.
All natural. Let's see here. Sage is a good. I like sage.
Sage.
I like sage.
Rosemary, thyme.
Rosemary's good.
Lavender. This guy likes to stick his noses in the roses.
That's right. Thank you.
Scott,
you said that like a slam, but you're basically just saying I like to smell flowers.
This fucking idiot likes to smell roses.
You really became like a big bully there for a second.
Darren, you can't alpha me.
I flew across the country to get insulted.
You're a beta cuck. That's been heavily established.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm huge in the alt-right community. Just kidding. I'm not.
You're not. No. Tell us about what's going on in the museum these days.
Well, we're taking more donations than ever. So that's a big thing.
Oh, good. Are they of bigger amounts or you're taking more donations of smaller amounts?
Oh, it's never money. It's only bobbleheads.
Oh, okay.
People send us their bobbleheads to get into the museum and Hall of Fame. And then we put them up and, you know, we curate everything.
Right.
And we have, you know, a bunch of new series. Like we're adding wings all the time to our
Yeah. Do you ever feel a panic when bobbleheads come out? Like, oh no, we have to start building, you know, more wings on this museum.
Absolutely. Look at me. I'm the picture of panic and anxiety.
Has anyone ever told you sound just like Tom Brady? That shit's crazy.
Really?
You think I could be the F-goat?
Okay. All right. Never mind.
The F-goat.
Tom Brady. What is the F-goat?
You know, it is funny. I don't have any children, but if I did, I'd have a son and I'd be kissing that boy on his little mouth. 45 seconds. Come here. I'm getting a massage. Kiss your daddy.
He does kiss his children.
Have you never seen that video?
I've never seen it.
So, Darren, tell us about some of the new bobbleheads that are out there.
Yeah, that's a great question. Right now, well, we're all trying to normalize COVID-19. The pandemic's over in the eyes of everybody except the most vulnerable. So we started the COVID-19 spike protein bobbleheads, where COVID spike proteins are just doing normal things.
Just so it's just the spike protein.
Yeah,
spike does protein. It have a body or anything like that?
Yeah, we anthropomorphize.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the giant COVID and it just bobbles its head. Is that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. And does it go to the other bobbleheads in the museum and infect them or?
What is this? This is this like that museum movie with the...
Night of the Museum?
Yeah, Night of the Museum.
Weird that you had the main word of the title.
Yeah, well, I had an Andrew Tate glitch in my Matrix. I couldn't think of Night at the Museum. So, Jay, when you watch all the Andrew Tate videos, do you absorb some of the misogyny?
I'm already pretty misogynist myself, so there's no really no need to absorb.
The needle just stays exactly where it is.
I'm totally
it's
joking.
Cool that you're cool with it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, yeah. Why didn't anybody say this before? Oh fuck.
he's making a lot of sense.
He's making a lot of sense. This is how I live my life. The reason I can't really be myself is not. It's because, don't forget, I always do impressions because if I really say what I want to say, I'm not going to be here very long. You understand?
Understandable.
I'm going to get canceled.
But so you can say it as other people.
Voice. Yeah, you say it as other people. I impersonate a lot, but mostly just my friends.
Oh, right. Who are your friends? Let's hear
like my friend Phil. He's always like, you need anything from 7-Eleven? Shut the fuck up, Phil. You know?
Oh, wait, that was Phil first?
That was
and
Phil,
then
yeah.
That was you saying shut the fuck up, Phil? Because it sounded exactly like you. And then it sounded like you were doing a voice as yourself.
If you knew Phil, you'd be like, wow, bang on, Phil. Like,
yes.
You nailed Phil to the wall.
Okay. Who else do you do?
My friend Brad. He's always like, I can give you a ride. Shut the fuck up, Brad.
Why are you telling all
your
friends to shut the fuck up?
Are offering you favors and you're telling them to fuck up.
You don't know these guys. They're pricks.
Why? And they're your friends?
Yeah, because we go way back, you know? Blood is thicker than water.
No, that's not saying what you think it's saying. Because the water is the relationship between you and your friends.
Have you been to Milwaukee and had the water?
I have, actually.
Did they add the polymer solution to it? What's going on with the thick water?
Are you working on your stand-up these days? What's going on?
Anyway, I'm an alcoholic. Let's talk about my masturbation tactics.
Sure, let's hear it.
No, I jest.
What's the difference between people in L.A. and Los Angeles and New York?
The people in L.A. and Los Angeles. What's the difference between the people in Louisiana and Los Angeles?
I tried to do stand-up for a little bit.
You did? Batman? You did stand-up? Yes, you, Batman.
I tried it. It's hard because people just assume you're going to do all Batman material.
Right, yeah. And you wanted to branch out?
Yeah. Well,
that's not a pun, by the way. I know bats are on branches.
I guess I said, well, yeah. We do hang upside down.
They're not known for it.
Yeah, true.
But they have been on a branch once or twice. I just wanted to establish it's not a pun.
Boy, I just flew in from Cleveland and boy, is my bat wing tired. Like it's
that's
like,
the kind of material that they want you to do or the kind that you want?
I think it's what they're expecting.
Right.
So but what's the kind of material? And they laugh and they love it and they scream Trump 2024 and I get confused.
What kind of material do you actually want to do?
Like observational shit.
Like what? Like what have you observed?
Like, have you ever been sitting on top of a gargoyle in the middle of the night on the corner of a building and smoke is coming from behind you and you look absolutely astonishing.
And then your legs and your legs and your feet fall asleep because you've been sitting on that.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
This motherfucker knows.
See, I know. I get it. Yeah. Same thing with me on the toilet. That's how I know I'm getting older.
That's my closer.
Wait, are you on those gargoyles all the time because you're just going to the bathroom on them?
Yeah, it's the funniest place to shit.
Wait, if you're sitting on the gargoyle or the toilet, Jay, and your legs are starting to fall asleep, you might be getting a hemorrhoid.
This is a good bit.
Now you could use that. Yeah, that's like great stand-up. I think we have three equally good stand-ups.
I think you guys go on tour together. Jay, you're obviously closing.
I mean,
Batman, you're middling.
Understandable.
And you're hosting, Darren.
Oh, come on. You know me. I can't remember people's names. I'd be up there and I'd probably have 5 solid minutes and then I'd be like, please welcome to the stage. Oh, fuck. You know I'm from
Gotham City.
Saving Gotham City.
I can barely remember my own name.
And he would come out and you'd say, who, me?
But I'm more of a crowd work person.
Oh, you are? Okay, yeah. Let's try some crowd work on it.
Hey, Scott, how come you didn't finish Spinning Gold featuring our special guest, Jay Farrow? That was kind of shitty.
Well, because I turned it on at 11 a.m. Our show is at 2. Realized I had to have lunch. Otherwise, I was going to be too weak to do the show.
You can't eat and watch a movie at the same time? What is this guy... not a good guy.
Okay, you're not good at crowd work.
You should do stand-up comedy. I think you should do stand-up comedy.
Well, Darren, do you have anything else you want to tell us about the museum? Anything else going on? Because
We still make custom bobbleheads.
You can that's right.
People, your pets, you send us pictures, and we make custom bobbleheads.
They need to be like every angle of the you need to get the back of the head picture.
Every single angle, back
like
of the
Matrix
head.
Matrix 360.
Yes, above the waist, Scott.
Okay, sorry. I know I messed up last time.
But we take donations, so visit our website, see all the interesting fun.
What's your website again?
Just Google it.
Just Google it.com.
Just Google it.com. No, but check out the website. There's fun things. You refer a friend and you get 10 bobble bucks that you can use online or in person.
Yeah.
At the National Bobblehead.
Is that worth 10 actual dollars or is it?
No, has no cash value.
Okay. Fantastic.
Also, you can still take a tour by getting a rope tied around your ankle, getting a beer, and getting dragged through the museum.
Okay, good. So all that is still available to people.
It's still available, and that's canon.
That's definitely canon. All right. Well, guys, would it surprise you to realize we're running out of time here? We only have time for one final feature on the show. That's a little something called plugs.
Plugs!
Whoa, super short. Thank you so much. That was, let me see who that was. That was this little plug of mine by Evan Cox. Thank you to Evan Cox for that wonderful plugs theme. Jay, what are we plugging? Obviously, Spinning Gold.
This little plug of mine, also known to Generation Z as Pegan, because that's what they fuck they do.
That's right.
Yeah, they fucking weird.
Can't
write cursive, but you'll let somebody.
Everybody's pegging.
Everybody's pegging.
It's sure. Not the fish's mouth. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's appropriate. That's acceptable. This is the other thing. That's just kind of weird.
A fish mouth?
No, the other thing.
Oh, whatever comes after Gen Z, it's going to be all fish mouth. And then you're going to be the king of that generation.
I'm going to look up to you.
This fish owes me $200 because I go in its mouth.
So Spinning Gold out this Friday in theaters, in select theaters or all theaters?
All theaters, man.
All theaters.
Yeah.
So just go to your local theater, wait around for a few days. It'll be there on Friday.
Also a single out called Speedboat, me featuring Sky X from ASAP Rocky's crew.
It's really? That's out right now?
Oh, yeah. It's out right now.
Okay.
When is this? Yeah. What day is this? Yeah, it's out right now.
Okay, great. Right now. All right. I want to hear that. Batman, what do you want to plug?
I have a new podcast. You jumped into the podcast world. You can check
really?
Me out. Yeah. It's called...
Bruce Springsteen?
Who, me?
Obama? Oh, yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, it's called Who, Me? With the Batman. You check it out on cbbworld.com. What else? Anything else? If you ever in a bookstore, get Not All Sheep Are Boring. It's a good book.
Not All Sheep Are Boring. That's right. For little kids. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I believe I have one.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, your book.
Oh.
Or not your book, but someone
you have
else.
A children's book also?
Yes. No, I have a copy of that book.
Who, me?
Okay, never mind that, man.
See, all my children are still inside of me.
Okay? Thank you. Yes. Yeah. They're future children.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm definitely.
The ghost of Christmas yet to come.
I'm a killer, too, because I.
Literally.
I'm just like, I don't need y'all.
Yeah.
Billion. Just throw them out there.
Imagine all the children you could have had.
I know, man. Yeah. Imagine how many, just a whole bunch of me walking around. It's kind of scary.
30 trillion little Denzel Washingtons.
Lord. Lord. Oh, my God. And Will Smith's. Lord have mercy. Lord.
Your Shaq is still my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
it always
Shaq?
Has been. Yeah. Because
let's hear the Shaq.
Very silly, and I love it. It's more of a visual, too.
It's just a visual thing. With the
He's doing the eye thing. It's very funny in the room.
It's
I guess.
Truly the funniest.
When I have sex, I can't concentrate.
And a fantastic Hannibal Buress as well.
Oh, you.
Now I'm just pimping you.
Yeah, you just said it. It's like, all right, damn it. Do I remember how to do Hannibal? Yeah, of course I remember how to do Hannibal Buress. It's just the easiest thing to do because I don't even understand hot dogs. Why they hot dogs? It's not a dog. It's not even hot. If you put it in the refrigerator, it's cold. It doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous and uncomfortable on 50 different levels.
Darren Mijicek, what are you plugging here? Anything?
All right.
I'll plug, I'll plug Hey Randy on CBB World. That's a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
Shrink is streaming on Peacock. Righteous Gemstones, first two seasons, third season coming out on HBO.
When's that come out? Do we know? You probably don't want to be the person to announce it.
I don't want to be the person to announce it. You're trying to get me in trouble. And History of the World Part 2 streaming on Hulu.
A lot of stuff going on in your life.
Wow. Thanks for shifting gears like that, Scott.
I got to say, I love Hey Randy.
I want to plug.
Batman, you should be on it.
Oh, yeah. I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book coming out in now a month away. And I have a copy right here. And
it's beautiful. It's I'm holding it right now.
Very beautiful. Our friend Forville wrote a bunch of pieces in this book.
Who
isn't
him?
That correct? Oh, who him? Yes, exactly. Oh, there's you turned right to the bobblehead page.
I did.
Amazing. Yeah. Darren, you wrote some stuff for this book.
Wow. Yeah. Look at all those bobbleheads. I can't spoil anything, can I?
You probably shouldn't spoil anything, but it's a lot of bobbleheads in the book.
A lot of nudity.
A lot of nudity. It's coming out if you can get it wherever books are sold. It comes out in late April, but if you want to get it, you can go to comedybangbangworld.com/book or cbbworld.com/book. And while you're there at CBB World, listen to the great shows like Hey Randy and Who Me. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right, oh no, that unlocked it. It's time to open the plug bag, open the plug. When you wanna make everybody free, you gotta look at yourself and set the plug bag free. You gotta open up the plug bag, get your friends together and open it up. You gotta open up the plug bag, get your friends together and open up the plug.
Wow, that was Turn It to the Right by Rudd Ruse. Thank you, Rudd Ruse. Wow, if you have a plugs theme, go over to cbbworld.com/plugs. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Jay, pleasure to meet you. Wonderful to have you on the show. Please come back anytime.
Yes,
and
sir. Thank you.
Would love for you to do that Batman show, too, because I'd love to hear it.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it. Obviously, you're doing it. Obviously.
I thought, whatever.
Okay. And Darren Matejczyk. I've just about run out of patience with you.
It's great to stop by and get disrespected, Scott. Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah. But and then Batman.
Who, me?
Yeah, yes, you, Batman. Yes, it's great to have you on the show. of course, your theme song.
Yep, always go out. A little bat dance by Prince.
That's right.
Prince made a, just want to remind everyone that Prince made a concept album.
About the Batman.
All about
with
the Batman.
With a 7-minute long number one single.
Correct, using lines from the film that happened,
and we're listening to it
right now.
I love it
right now. Yeah,
it's one of my favorite songs.
This is my favorite song. The melody is beautiful.
I remember when you played half Prince, half Harry Belafonte. you played Prince dressed up from this video in a monologue with Michael Keaton and Bobby Moynihan and Taron Killam. It's almost like they wrote it for you because they knew you were lighting the show that week.
I damn sure did, because I have friends.
We love you, and we love you, and we miss those times.
My friends are awesome.
All right, love, we'll see you too. Next time. Thanks, bye.
Love you,
bye. Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.